Now, as the country continues to reopen street furniture, it's become a regular sight on all of our footpaths. We're all, of course, looking for that outdoor dining experience after slowing along at home and getting takeaways. What does it mean for the blind or disabled members of society? And have regular journeys become more difficult or even impossible for them? Well, to help us understand a bit more how our new cities are affecting blind and visually impaired people is Elaine Kennedy, National Advocacy and Policy Officer for the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind. Lane, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
So what concerns then are blind and visually impaired people raising with you when it comes to, you know, street furniture and all of the tables and chairs that are now seen across the country now with outdoor dining?
With the outdoor dining, we have increased street furniture on the pavements, and it's literally forcing people who are blind and vision impaired out onto the roadway, which is really disorientating for them. It's very hard for them to find their way, and also it's pushing them onto the road among cyclists and motorists. So it's, you know, it feels very unsafe and disconcerting for them, and it can be confidence knocking for them, and it's making it harder for them to get out and about in cities.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people see these photos around the country of, you know, streets being pedestrianised and tables and chairs out on the road, and they think, oh, sure, doesn't that look great? But, you know, how difficult does that make things, especially if a blind person or a visually impaired person is trying to make a journey and just go about their daily business?
It's very difficult because blind and vision impaired people would have had a set route when they're navigating the cities, and they would have known those routes, like in terms of like their memory and so on. And they're now having to learn a different way of getting through the streets. And it's changing because the street furniture is forcing them off the path that they're used to. Also, they're dealing with trying to like walk around other people and other diners as well. And people who are blind and vision impaired, we can't ensure that we're keeping the specific distance from other people. Like, we need the people to understand that they should take the initiative and like give blind and vision impaired people the space they need to get around. Like, whether blind and vision impaired people are using a cane or a guide dog, it's becoming very, very difficult to get through the streets safely without bumping into street furniture or other people. And we really need a safe route put in by the council so that it is easier for blind vision for people to get through and it's safer.
Yeah, and you know, what could they do now that would make a real difference?
Well, similar to how we would have a specific route for cycle lanes, what people who are blind vision impaired people need is a safe route that's marked by a curb, like specifically, ideally it would be 60 millimetres to 120 millimetres. And it's the best way for people who are blind, vision impaired, getting around with a long cane or a guide dog to know, number one, that they're on the pavement, and number two, that they're not going to veer out onto the cycle lane or the roadway. And it just ensures that they have a clear route that is unobstructed by furniture. And it is really a need that we would need, that we're calling local authorities to implement in terms of their street pedestrianisation, and to ensure it's wide enough for a guide dog partnership and someone with a long cane to navigate.
And do you think those concerns have been fully appreciated as, you know, local authorities around the country have been planning for this outdoor summer?
No, not we're not seeing this being incorporated. I'm sure local authorities are trying to include the needs of all people that are, you know, getting into the cities and enjoying the new landscape that we have now. But it is very difficult because the streets would not have had pedestrian pathways that are wide enough to facilitate the street furniture, and then also facilitate pedestrians getting up and down past businesses, getting through the route. So in practice, we're not seeing this happening, but we are really calling on local authorities to ensure that they do implement and make sure it's clearly marked that they have a safe space for people with disabilities, including vision impairments, to get up and down the street safely.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know, some people with who are blind or visually impaired are being forced out onto streets. You know, are they getting into some dangerous situations from what you've heard?
Yes, unfortunately they are. We're having calls from service users of Irish Guide Dogs to let us know that they're having difficulty with people using e-scooters, with other cyclists, and also with motorists as well. And also with people that are coming into the city so that they can dine outside and, you know, like enjoy the new social aspects of city life with their friends, that people are, their route is being blocked, and it is causing very difficulty, and it is making it very confusing for them to know where they are. And the city is becoming more unwelcoming for them now, so we do need local authorities to understand the difficulty that they're having and to ensure that their needs are facilitated through the safe space.
Yeah, and you talk there about, you know, what local authorities can do. Is there, what things can, you know, everyone do? Like if there's people sitting down maybe for, you know, a meal outdoors or for a pint, you know, are there things that they can do to make life a little bit easier, whether it's, I don't know, moving bags out of the way or clearing the way a bit?
Yes, like the circulation route, as in the route that people are walking through, really does need to be as clear as possible. Like a long cane, people use a long cane so that they can detect the obstacles that are in front of them. A guide dog is very good to help people avoid obstacles. But when there is clutter on the pedestrian pathway, it is very disorientating, very confusing. And blind and vision impaired people are essentially getting lost on streets that they would have known really, really well, and finding it harder, and it's really knocking their confidence. So if people could be more vigilant, please do offer assistance while respecting the social distancing rule, but do offer assistance to people who are blind, vision impaired if you think they are having difficulty and getting a bit lost or confused, because it is happening, and like they do welcome assistance when it's offered. So just to help just to ensure that they can get to where they need to be.
Yeah, I think we can all make an effort with that. Lane Kennedy, thanks very much for your time this morning. That's Lane Kennedy, National Advocacy and Policy Officer for the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind.